Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of BoagWorld.com, the podcast for all those involved in building, designing and running websites. My name's Paul Boag, and I was supposed to have Marcus Lillington joining me today. However, unfortunately, he was unable to do so because of all kinds of horrible technical problems with Skype. I hate computers. Just don't seem to be able to get them to do what I want. Very annoying. Anyway, if you know of a way to get podcasts working with multiple presenters in multiple locations, then please, please help me out. I'm completely stuck. I really don't know how to deal with it. Anyway, I had all kinds of rude things lined up to say about Marcus, but I don't get to say any of them now. I'll have to save them up for another week. Okay, I want to, in this episode of Boag World, talk really about search engine promotion. And this has largely come out of the fact that a number of people have contacted me, which is great, saying that it's a subject they're interested in knowing more about. And I've really been encouraged by the number of you that have taken the time to email me and make your suggestions about what should be in the podcast and just generally to encourage me about the podcast. If you're somebody that likes this podcast and enjoy it, then really, I would really ask that you tell everybody else. I know how great it is. I know how wonderful I am, how clever I am. But I need other people to know too. I need you to boost my ego. So go out there and tell other people about this podcast, and hopefully we can build up a bit of a community and get some interaction going, which would be cool. If you've got time, post about this podcast, post on forums, post on your blogs, anywhere you can, really. Just tell other people about this podcast and link to it. And also subscribe to it on iTunes if you haven't already, because then hopefully that'll push our ranking up, which would be good. Of course, we all know iTunes ranking is completely broken, and that the best way to subscribe, or the best way to get yourself up the list, is just to click the subscribe button a lot, and it seems to be enough to push you up. So you can do that too if you want. So yeah, take the time to promote us, that would be great. Take the time to email us, that would be even better. You can email me at paul@boagworld.com and I would love to hear from you. Okay, so let's get on to the subject of search engine ranking. It was a bit of a weird one when I started receiving emails suggesting this as a topic. I guess because I spend so much of my life talking to clients about how they show off their website to other people and to make sure the world can see it. And sometimes it can be a bit demoralizing because people become obsessed with becoming number one on the search engines. And I think the first thing I want to say before I say anything else is that search engine optimization should be a part of a broader online marketing strategy, and in itself that online marketing strategy should be part of the broader offline marketing strategy. So search engine optimization is one tiny part of a much bigger, but it's enough to say that really search engine optimization isn't the be all and end all, and being number one on search engines isn't the be all and end all, and search engines get into the meat of this discussion. Some of their drawbacks, or one of their drawbacks, is the fact that there is a big delay in seeing results. So for example, you can go out this week and you can tweak your code so that it's more readable by search engines. You can try and improve your link popularity. But you won't see the results of that for 1, 2, maybe 3 months. And that's a long time to wait before your site appears for the first time, or before you, time to wait to see if what you've done is successful or not. So it's a frustrating process because of time delays, but it's also frustrating because the outcomes are often unpredictable. So for example, you can put in all of that work, you can wait around for your month, 2 months, 3 months, but there's no guarantee that what you've done will actually help improve your ranking. Things are confused even further by the fact that the majority of search engines, and in particular Google, change their algorithm that they use to calculate where you're ranked fairly regularly. So 1 month, the number of links is more important than anything else. The next month, it's the quality of links, and things constantly skip around and change as the search engines forever try and keep ahead of the people that are using dirty tricks to improve their rankings. So there are definite drawbacks. There's also a constant need for attention and tweaking things so that as these changes to the algorithm happen, you continue to tweak and improve your ranking so you don't slip off the bottom. But I think my biggest problem with search engines is the fact that it's a very passive approach to marketing. on one side, that's really good. On one side, that people specifically go out and they search on whatever term, let's say, web design podcast, for example, of which we are number one, I'm pleased to say. And they do that search, and so they obviously want to find a web design podcast. They've searched on it, they want to find it. So the quality of those leads are going to be very good. But you're not really kind of proactively looking for people. I want to go out there and suggest to people they might want to listen to a web design podcast. That wouldn't it be nice to listen to a web design podcast? They may never have thought of the idea of doing it. So you can't do that with search engines, because it's reliant on them thinking that they want your product before they actually then go and search for it. Other methods like email marketing, banner advertising, various offline marketing techniques are much more proactive. They put your product in front of search engines. There is a lot more to promoting your website than being ranked well on a search engine. Okay, but let's actually move on and look at what you can do to avoid to improve your ranking on search engines. Not avoid your ranking on search engines, to improve your ranking on search engines. I think I have one underlying principle, which is avoid clever gimmicks. Avoid those companies that say, we can guarantee to get you in the top 10 of Google. And avoid using the kind of techniques that they use. So for example, in the past, people used to put an additional text on their site and they would match it with the background color, because so you couldn't actually see the text. Or people used to sign up to huge link directories so that people would link to them. And there's all kinds of different techniques to improve your ranking. But eventually the search engines catch on to these kinds of things. And you'll see yourselves, your sites being basically devalued by these tricks in the longer term. So stop thinking short term in your search engine rankings and start working on a more long-term strategy of just good, clean, accessible sites that Google and the alike can rank well. So no gimmicks. But then that leaves you thinking, well, I need short-term success, I need something to happen now. And if that's the case with you, if you do need to improve the ranking of your site in the short term, then I suggest that something like pay-per-click advertising, or pay-per-click is Google, that has its Google AdWords that appear on the right-hand side of the search results page and are marked as sponsored links. You can sign up for pay-per-click advertising really easily. Anyone can get up and running on it, and it doesn't need to cost a fortune. You can decide how much you want to spend on your campaign, and you can cap that at whatever level you can afford. Then basically you can also set the maximum you're willing to pay for each click-through. And then what it does is there's a bidding system so that it's like an auction. So the top slot is auctioned off for the most and the second slot for the second amount and so on and so on. So the more you're willing to pay per click, the higher you're going to be ranked. But you can completely control how much you're paying. You only pay for clicks as well. So there's some brand awareness benefits you get for absolutely free, because your ads are up there and in front of people even if they don't actually click on them. But unlike banner advertising, where you pay for the site to be displayed, in this case you only pay when somebody actually clicks on your ad. Okay, so pay-per-click advertising might be a short-term solution for you, but how are you actually going to improve your your search engine ranking over the longer term? How are you going to make your site creep up the list? Well, I've got a few bits of advice, but none of them are really rocket science. None of them are really even dedicated solely to improving your search engine ranking. They're just good, sensible advice for any website. And you've got to remember that the search engines care about providing good results for people. That's what it's all about, just getting the best results possible. So the user's aims and the search engine's aims are pretty much the same. They all want relevant results being coming back. So as you write and produce your site, make sure it's really focused. Focus on one theme. Don't end up with lots of subsidiary stuff on your website. So for example, if your website's about web design, make sure all of the links and all of the content relate to web design. Don't suddenly start commenting on other subjects like science fiction, for example, and start linking off to science fiction sites. Equally, with the people that link to you, make sure that they, where you ask people to link to you, make sure that they're again relevant to your subject matter. Stay focused, stay clear on what the objectives of your site is, and make sure that your copy reflects that as well, and that keywords appear in your copy that search engines can latch onto. Good advice generally with website design, just keep your site focused. Another piece of general good advice that has huge benefits for search engine optimization is make sure that your HTML code is semantic. And let's be completely clear about what I mean by that. Semantic code is about describing the content rather than describing the design of your website, if that makes sense. So for example, if you have a piece of text that is a heading, don't wrap around it a tag that says font, Verdana, size 3, color this. Rather, just put an H1 tag around it. And this goes back to web standards again, and about how you then set the design using cascading style sheets instead. Why do search engines like that? Well, it's because you're describing the content. They will know that that title is in fact a title, and therefore is important. Headings and stuff like that higher than it will rank normal body text. So good semantic code is really beneficial to improving your rankings, and you will see that web standard compliance sites do creep up the list and do tend to generally be indexed better and ranked better, as far as relevancy is concerned anyway. Another piece of just general advice that applies to search engine optimization as well is avoid too many things like PDF files and flash files, and always include alt tags on your images and things like that. The reason for this is that you're just making it easier for the search engines to spider your site and to interpret what it's seeing and know what the content is. And the problem is, or the best way to think about a search engine is that it's a blind user. It doesn't care about design. It doesn't care what your site looks like. It only cares about the content and getting as quickly and easily to that content as possible. So, making sure that you avoid having too many flash files and PDFs and stuff like that will really help your ranking. Of course, the big one when it comes to promoting your website and pushing out the search engine rankings is link popularity. Everybody knows that having good link popularity will improve your ranking. So what do we mean by link popularity? Well, there are two basic types of link popularity. There are incoming links and outgoing links. So Google will look at, and this is particular to Google, although other search engines do use variations of this, but Google will rank your site by who links to you and who you link to. Now, there was a time when all Google really, or what it mainly cared about, is how many people link to you. So quantity was the big thing. These days things are shifting, and quality is becoming more of an issue. So for example, you're much better off having, say, the BBC or CNN or somebody like that linking to you than you are having me linked to you, because they are seen as a much more reputable website that has got a much higher page ranking in its own right, so therefore it has a much better effect on you. So make sure that you go out and find yourself people to link to you, but make sure that those people are people that are going to really benefit your site. So make sure they've got high page ranking, make sure that they're relevant to your subject matter, and also make sure that they link to you in the right way. In other words, make sure that, or try and encourage them to use specific text that has keywords in as the description and as the link itself. So if you're writing about, if you're trying to promote a web design podcast, as I am, make sure that they actually use the words web design podcast when they link to you. So it matters how they link to you, it matters who they are linking to you, matters whether their content is relevant to your content. So all these things kind of affect it. But there are lots of ways that you can find link partners. You can just go and have a look around and use search engines to find other people that rank well on the keywords you want to rank well on and see if you can link to them, if they're not your competition, obviously. There are also directories that you can link in, but I'm not entirely convinced of the value of them. The one tactic that I use a lot is message board seeding. But you need to be careful with this one. Make sure you don't abuse it and just start spamming various forums. But if you're a part of a forum and you're posting there regularly and you can actually contribute something of value, make sure your posts have a signature on them so that other people can see your website and can click through to it, but more importantly that search engines can follow it as well. But also don't forget your outgoing links as well. It's really important that you take time to link to other people, because Google will also look at those links and try and use those to assess what your content is about. So it's as important to create good outgoing links as it is ingoing. It won't rank you quite as highly, but it will help Google identify what your site's about. So there are just a few hints and tips about search engine optimization. There's so much more that could be said, and it's a topic that I could talk about for forever and ever. But that should be enough to kind of get you started. If you've got any questions about anything that I've talked about today, then please email me at paul@boagworld.com and I will try my best to answer them for you. Okay, let's move on to some news. The big news, and it really is up-to-date current news, it's just arrived in my email, is Dreamweaver 8 is available for download. Hurrah! So I've just downloaded my copy of Dreamweaver 8, and I will have a play with it in a minute and let you know what I think next week. Certainly the previews look very exciting, so I can't wait to get involved in it and have a play around with it and see what it can do. Other things that I wanted to mention is I recently came across a site that had been updated, and so I can class it as news because it's been recently updated, and basically it kind of has all of the different rumors and alleged factors that affect your ranking on Google. So it's got all the different things that they use in their algorithm to kind of rank your site. Now the reason I use the word alleged is because Google won't come out and actually say what factors affect you, affect their ranking, and they keep that algorithm very close to their chest. But there is a load of different ideas of things that affect your ranking, and so you might want to check that site out, and I'll make sure that I've got a link to that at boagworld.com/podcast. It's just been updated, so it's got the latest stuff on, and it's quite interesting to see how much things change and jump around, and things that were relevant 6 months ago are no longer relevant now. Other news is that Firefox 1.5 has been released as a beta. So Firefox are responding to the beta copy of Internet Explorer 7 and continue to add some really cool new features. Although they're so compliant anyway that I'm generally happy with the way Firefox is. Hopefully not too many people will switch back to Internet Explorer 7 when that's released properly. I mean, as a web developer, I just love Firefox. But mainly for one of the extensions that it's got on it. It's got something called an extension you can download called the Web Developer Toolbar. And if you haven't already looked at the Web Developer Toolbar, definitely take a look, as it's got some really cool functionality that is definitely worth taking a look at. For example, it lets you resize the browser so you can see what your site would look like at different resolutions. It can outline block level items or tables. It can show the names of divs or ID tags and class tags and that kind of stuff. It can test for accessibility. You can disable JavaScript. You can disable images. All that kind of stuff is instantly available. It's really good for testing a website. So take a look at that if you get a chance. The other big news is that more and more websites are moving towards web standards. Hurrah! Lots of Gap. The Gap website is now web standards compliant, which is really cool to see. And the other one is /dot, the technical website with techie stuff on it. A website for geeks, Marcus calls it, but there you go. And that they're currently testing a beta version of their site that uses web standards. I'm amazed they haven't moved to it sooner, but there you go. So it's obvious that big names are moving across this new way of working. So come on, guys, it's time for you to make the change if you haven't done already. So there's the news. just to finish off today's podcast with a quick review, I thought as we were talking about search engine optimization, I would talk about a product that I use that helps me manage the optimization of my websites. That product is called SEO Elite, Search Engine Optimization Elite. Not very expensive. You can download it. Again, I'll put a link at boagworld.com/podcast. But it's a really useful little product that's got some really cool little tools. There are other ones out on the market. This is just the one that I happen to use. So some of the features on it I'm not so keen on because it kind of borders on that whole dirty tricks area. But other features are well worth checking out. Just to give you a quick rundown, for example, you can see who links to you from any search engine. So you can find how many people link to the boagworld.com podcast. And you can check that in Google, Yahoo, AltaVista, google.co.uk, all the web, MSN, all of them basically. And you can see who's linking to you. You can find out their page ranking and various other bits of information on them. So that's really useful to find out, you know, how you're receiving the linking that you are. But you can also use that same tool to analyze the linking on your competition's websites, so you can find out who links to your competition, so you can then contact them and ask link to you as well, or even instead of, which would be even better. So that's a really powerful tool. It also finds email addresses of people that you might want to link to, so you can enter a keyword that you want to link highly on, say web design podcast. It'll search through the results of that and basically grab email addresses that it finds on those sites. Not so keen on this tool. I feel it's a little bit like spamming, and it's probably best to avoid it and to write people individually. But if nothing else, it does produce a good list of link partners that you might want to link to. It'll also analyse the text that people are using to link to you with. So are they using the words web design podcast, or are they using Boag World, or what are they using as the word that they link to you with? Because obviously that'll affect your ranking on those keywords. So very useful as well. You can verify that people that have agreed to exchange links with you have in fact put that link in the place, and that they are still linking back to you on an ongoing basis. You can also find out how your site is ranked on certain keywords. So you can type in a keyword and it'll find out where you're ranked on the various search engines for that keyword. And it can also do various other miscellaneous tasks, like find out how many pages of your website have been indexed, and find forms that you can submit your link to, and find out what sites are particularly well optimized on certain keywords. So there's loads of different little tools that it's got. It's cheap, it's always being updated, and it always gives you free updates for the product. Highly recommend you check it out and give it a go. Okay, so I think that's about everything for this week's podcast. Thank you very much for listening and taking the time to listen to the whole thing, despite the fact that Marcus isn't here to provide us some comic entertainment. And I hope you'll join me again next week. But remember, promote us. Go out there and tell other people we want to boost our egos and feel like we're ruling the world. And also, as normal, all of the links and things that I've mentioned in this podcast will be available from boagworld.com/podcast, and just select the episode 4 link. And you can email me at paul.boag. Sorry, totally wrong email address. paul@boagworld.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Speak to you again soon. Thanks.